Okay, so I published this reboot article this morning, and I didn't realize that this is the hardest thing for any human to do. One second. I only imagine what it would be like if I had COVID. Without COVID, I have to like cough for a while before I can even talk. Anyway. So I wrote this article about choice and didn't realize that I actually literally don't know anyone who can fathom this whole distinction choosing. They don't understand selecting, they don't understand freely, and they don't understand after consideration. And I got a few comments, not posted comments, but emails to me. Okay, and I see that it is due from me to actually say something that makes it actually workable and doable for people. And there is a method. So the method is that you, when you are in full brain capacity. And you're clear and you're calm and there are no emotions, okay? The way I say it on a rainy Sunday afternoon, you sit down and you have time and you decide how you're going to be or what you are going to do or what is your why and why you are doing what you do. And then make sure that you remember that and you remember maybe why you made that decision, and that is your standard why. I am doing it because. So, for example, a good example that I asked one of the people who wrote to me is why do you want to learn English properly? Okay? And she hasn't answered yet, and that's not the point. The point is the question. And if she looks and she actually sees what's the higher purpose for that, okay? Is that the quality of your language reflects on your quality of your thinking. And if your quality of your thinking is shabby, then your life is going to be shabby because you are using shabby tool and shabby methods to reach something. So if you on a Sunday afternoon you sit down and you say, so why would I want to speak and write English properly? Then you are going to see that the level of your vocabulary and the clarity of your language is going to be the foundation for your life. So why? Because your personal reality, the only thing that's available to humans, humans can't live in reality because we have language and we don't even see something that we don't recognize or that we don't name. So we can only live in personal reality. That's really the truth about humans. I wish it were different, but it isn't. If that is the case, then that means that our personal reality has elements of reality, and depending on how much you see, the number of elements are going to be. And then the bigger part in personal reality is what you say about things that happen, the facts, okay? And if you are a confused bunny about the facts or using wrong words or they don't make any sense, then your personal reality is going to be not clear. And all the decisions that you are going to make from your personal reality are going to be made from confused, incorrect, imprecise thing. Now, if you really look, that's exactly how humanity lives now, the 99%. But you don't want to be the 99% because the existence of the 99% is wretched. And you don't want to be wretched, do you? So you want to create a bias. Either I want to be live a glorious life, or I want to be magnanimous, or I want to make a huge contribution to the world by, the tool for that is English, or whatever you want to say. It is yours. I can't tell you what to say, you know? But without clarity, there is nothing, okay? And with a poorly mastered language, you have no clarity, okay? And that is a big problem. Now, you could say, well, maybe that person has clarity in her mother tongue. I doubt it, okay? I doubt it. I doubt that they have clarity. They have the same mess as what they have in English. Why is it normal? Yes, it is. Because it's not the language necessarily, but the thinking. So your thinking is what learned the language. And if your thinking is not clear, if it's convoluted or messy, then you are going to speak that way in every single language, okay? Impoverished language, confused language, confused times and tenses and pronouns and all that. Yeah, I make mistakes, and it's completely obvious that my clarity of language is not 100%. Let me just quickly muscle test. What's my clarity of language? More than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. It's not 100, right? Yeah, and I have to edit my articles a lot because of that. So that's what I wanted to say. I hope it makes sense. If it doesn't, please write to me, okay? Thank you.